us at whatever time you're tuning in to our show. Welcome to Business Matters with Laura Nowlin podcast. First, we want to start off with thanking our great sponsors that we have. One of them is Andrea Michelle. She's the one doing all this behind the scenes. This is actually her set. Okay, so if you are thinking of wanting to start your own podcast, try it out. Make sure you give her a call. Her phone number is 702-296-6242. Another shout out I want to give out to our makeup artist today was Patty Rubio. And her phone number is 702-518-3422. And my good friend who's been my hairdresser for over 10 years, Maria. And she's with Beauty and Wellness Salon, 702-845-9696. Now, let's get started. Now, remember, none of this stuff is scripted. This is what I was telling my friend Ruth. It's not scripted. What we do is we speak from the heart and we shoot from the hip. Okay? So welcome, Ruth. Welcome to the show. Thank you so much for taking time.
It's great to see you. Thank you.
Absolutely. And then, Ruth, first let's get started with, how did you even get to Vegas? Is Vegas your hometown? Were you born here?
No, Vegas is not my hometown. I am a transplant from somewhere else. Okay. I moved here from the Midwest.
Okay.
I moved here from Chicago. And I moved here because I met my now husband. Mm-hmm. We were fixed up. And that is why I moved here in 1999.
Okay. So then when did we meet?
I'm thinking 05, 06. I don't remember.
Okay, so I'm thinking, I got here in 2006. Then I entered the staffing industry over 18 years ago. And then I started my staffing company in 2014. So it had to have been right before that, maybe 2011. When did Obamacare start? Because that's when we met.
I don't know. I don't remember.
But let's share the story. Share your version of how we met.
Okay. We were both independent contractors for this amazing agency based out of Northern Nevada.
Yes.
And we, at the time, had different roles. Mm-hmm. And we were both working on the HealthLink account. And at the time, we were opening, the company was responsible for opening enrollment centers here in Southern Nevada. Mm-hmm. And my role originally was going to be to manage, part of my role was going to be to manage one of those centers. So this was a client of my company's, was this agency, fantastic agency. And I was all for it. I thought it sounded great. Mm-hmm. And then I realized pretty fast that it was not my skill set. And at the time, I remember observing you, and it really, really was your skill set.
And I want to say that it was Latin Chamber of Commerce. Because at that time, I was actually volunteering at the Latin Chamber of Commerce as their ambassador, chairman, I guess, chairwoman for the Amigo program. And I had been released from the staffing company that I worked for. And so I went, the day that I got released, I actually had a meeting with Otto Merida from the Latin Chamber of Commerce. And so I went to my meeting and I told him, I go, Otto, they just released me. And he's like, what? It was the first time I ever heard Otto curse. I had never heard him curse before. And what he did that day is he declared me as having the best staffing agency in the state of Nevada. Scared me. I'm like, hold on. Like, take five. I'm like, Otto, no. I go, it's a lot of money. He's like, how much? How much? How much money? You know how Cubans, when they get upset. And I'm like, Otto, it's a lot of money. He goes, no. We can write, you know, we can help you. I go, $500,000. He goes, all right, Laura, that's a lot of money. But that's how I got started. And it was through Otto Merida that I literally had gotten that position. So thank you, Otto. Thank you. Because I wanted to start my own staffing company. And so they allowed me to work the days that I wanted to work. They gave me the pay that I wanted. And pretty much they allowed me to work on my company. My job was to manage the center to make sure that they didn't all argue and that it was fair. Everyone got a turn. How hard is that? That's easy.
It's easy for you, yeah. And you rocked it. It was not my skill set. So that is how we met. Mm-hmm. And I just remember, you know, following your career ever since and just being really impressed with all you've done. And it's really nice to reconnect.
You know, and then we were able to stop by one place. I remember you said, I want to go stop at my client's place, and where they had a lot of different I don't know how to call it, a thrift store. And so that's how I started following you, Ruth. And I'm like, she rocks all kinds of nice clothing, all kinds of nice stuff. And tell us where you buy all your beautiful stuff.
Well, there are a lot of thrift stores I like. Mm-hmm. Nationwide, when I travel, I go to thrift stores. Yeah. Here in Las Vegas, right at the moment, one of my very favorites is the Faith Lutheran Thrift Store.
Okay.
And that is where your little present is from.
It's beautiful.
It says, hustle and heart will set you apart.
Look it.
And I get clothing there. I get little items for my home. Mm-hmm. I love coffee mugs. I get records there. And I love it because it supports scholarships.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
For students to go to that amazing school. So I really love that. I love all thrift stores, but Faith is my current favorite.
Okay. And so then your company is Imagine Words Communications.
Image Words Communications.
Image. Where did it get?
Oh, what did imagine, I just image, no big deal.
Oh, wow. Okay, so image. So maybe imagine that image.
Yeah, I mean, Image Words Communications, your words are your image. Mm-hmm. Let us use the right
white ones.
Kind of
okay.
Was one of my early slogans.
And how long have you had this company?
I launched my company in 2001.
Okay.
So a couple years after I moved to Las Vegas, my company in the Midwest that moved me here basically as a consultant ended up terminating my contract.
Mm-hmm.
And so shortly before that, I had started adding some clients here. And then after that happened, I decided to officially launch my own business.
You've been very successful. You're very well known in our community. I'm
so excited
to have you here, Ruth. You don't even know how excited I am to have you here.
Oh, thank you so much. I mean, I want to say it's Tim Sanders, I could be wrong, says your network is your net worth. And
right?
I really believe that. Mm-hmm. I think especially in Las Vegas.
We're a very small town, small community. You can see a bunch of flashy lights, but take away that strip, and now you see real Las Vegas, right?
Yes, and I think I appreciated Las Vegas even more recently because I took quite a bit of time off. I was working remote quite a bit of last year, mm-hmm. Taking care of family back in the Midwest. And when I came back, I was just reminded just how happy I am doing business in Las Vegas and some of the connections that I have and the groups that I'm involved in and the people that mm-hmm. I know. And it's really about being helpful. And that's kind of what I've based my entire business around, is being helpful. Because I feel that if you're truly helpful, the business and the money will follow.
Right. And so tell us what type of services you actually offer then. If you can kind of break it down. If so, for our listeners, like what's your ideal client? What's your target market? And what can you do for them?
Well, it's interesting, yes, about my target market, because I have a funny story about that. Mm-hmm. Up until recently, I've been a very happy generalist. I have a public relations and marketing communications firm. Okay. A lot of the services I handle internally along with my team.
Mm-hmm.
And then some services I refer out yet manage.
Okay.
So I do not personally do video production. I do not personally do photography. I do not personally, except for a couple of clients, post on social media.
Okay.
But that is something that I manage. So whatever the client needs, I'm sort of a one-stop shop.
Mm-hmm.
For public relations, getting my clients on the news, in the news. I also have a program specifically called SEO Public Relations, mm-hmm. which is geared to boosting their online presence. And I do this locally and nationally. So I am not only in Vegas. A large percentage of my clients are in Vegas, but in some industries, I do quite a bit of work out of market, specifically healthcare and home services. I have a number of clients outside of Las Vegas.
And so you were going back home and you were taking care of your brother, right?
Well, actually, my mother my mom was diagnosed with lung cancer in the summer of 2023. Mm-hmm. And I was able, through the flexibility of my business, to spend a lot of time with her. And yes, I was her caregiver for a while as she declined. And then my mom died in April of 2024. And then I spend a lot of time with my younger brother because my older brother and I are his co-guardian. He has Down syndrome, and he is like one of my very favorite human beings. So my older brother and I, his co-guardians. And then in November of last year, he had a stroke. And I was able to take some time off and spend a bunch of time with him. He was actually with me when he had the stroke. So I felt really lucky that I had the flexibility that I could take that time off work and still work a little. And so I work remote as often as I want to. My husband is retired. My husband retired from the sportsbook/casino industry in 2019. He's retired. He likes to go on a lot of trips.
Nice. And it's nice that you have your own business and you're able to do that. You're calling the shots.
I need to remind myself of that because I tend to have a challenge compartmentalizing sometimes. But yes, it's something that, you know, my ideal client will be flexible and know that I may go to Indiana for a few days and not be available in person. I have a really good team.
It was really nice to watch, you know, sorry about the tragedy with your brother, but it also was nice to be able to watch the story of the success, right? As he was recovering, you were sharing, you know, your story on Facebook. My Facebook got hacked, so now I had to open up a new one. But anyways, on my old Facebook, I had you on there, and it was just, it was good. It was good that you're able to share so much personal, your personal life with others. I think that's very important for me, and I think a lot of people here in Vegas, because we're so in transit, we have so many people that come in, and they come in here thinking they're going to be millionaires. They're here one day, you know, and then they're gone the next day. They're in another state again, right? And they move out. It's really important that we get to know the people. So relationships are so important that you truly build it even before you sign a contract. For me, that's my thing. If I don't know you, trust you, and our core values don't align, doesn't matter how many millions of dollars your contract's going to be, I don't want it. Because we're going to have problems. And a lot of problems where it's actually at the end going to cost me money. I'm not going to make a dime from it, and I'm going to be miserable in the process. And so with you being able to share all that personal stuff about you and being so open, it's easier for people wanting to work with you.
Oh, thank you. I mean, I think that sometimes vulnerability, sometimes to us, feels like a weakness. Like, I don't want my clients to think I'm not available. All my competitors are not out of town. But I think that being real and authentic, I mean, if I act like I'm all corporate in our initial meetings, and then once you start working with me, you see how I really am, that's not going to go very well. So I do believe in being very real. But I also learned from a friend years ago, it's really important in business to be a chameleon and sort of match your energy to the people in the room. I'm very high energy and very intense naturally. So I kind of have to really put myself in the client's shoes, and also working with the news media, which is what I do day-to-day in public relations.
And so if you were to describe, you know, a superhero, what superhero would you be?
What superhero would I be? Wow. You're talking about like...
Like for me, I can tell you.
Okay.
I'm Batgirl.
Oh.
Okay, I am Batgirl.
Okay.
Las Vegas is Gotham City, and I'm taking out all those jokers. For that, that's me. That's my superhero that after being in business for 10 years, you guys took her out. She's out. I'm like, look, I even have black eyeliner on. I'm like, ooh, that's bringing me back to the hood. But yeah.
I'm going to say Superwoman.
Woo!
Because she's invincible and she dresses really cool.
Right?
Yeah. I'm going to say Superwoman. So she's invincible. She's very strong. She has a lot of confidence. And you don't mess with her.
Mm-hmm. You know, when I first met you, our energy was very similar. We're both very hyper. Like today, I haven't drank any coffee at all whatsoever. I haven't even eaten. I've only been drinking water. The energy comes natural to me. I don't need to take any type of drug to be hyper. I'm automatically hyper. And so when I met you, I'm like, she has a lot of similarities. She's got a lot of energy, and I just love it because it's a lot of positive energy.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you. I recently cut back a little bit on my coffee because I realized, I read somewhere, I think, you know, sometimes as we get older, it's not a good idea to have quite as much coffee in the morning, mm-hmm. but I love my coffee. But yeah, I agree with you. I think it's good to be high energy, but I'm getting ready to give a speech as we tape this today. The speech is like a week from tomorrow, mm-hmm. about networking.
Oh,
and one of the things that I am going to address in the presentation, which is to a group of emerging leaders, mm-hmm. is about your energy, and about sort of how to sort of moderate it, mm-hmm. when you're in a room. Mm-hmm. And how to interact with other people in a way that is not offsetting. So that's something that I've done a lot of work on myself.
Now that's good. You know, talking about coffee, I've had a really tough, God, I would say since April last year has been really difficult for me. And went to Mexico and picked up some Olla coffee. So it's basically made in a pot with cinnamon and piloncillo. Okay, so it's dried out. I bought this coffee and I really liked it. But let me tell you, for those coffee drinkers, when you're trying to get off coffee, it's a drug. Literally, yesterday I went through withdrawals because I said, okay, enough coffee. I don't need any more coffee because I really don't need it. Naturally, I don't need it. But I had a headache all day. I felt sick. How do you guys deal with that?
Well, with the coffee thing, it's funny that we're talking about this because I think it's really important to think about, even in business, mm-hmm. you know, how it impacts us. But I'm not a big drinker at all, but I do enjoy my wine and such on occasion. So I did dry January. So I decided to take the entire month off of drinking, mm-hmm. completely. And I found that, coincidence or not, my coffee intake increased.
Oh, so you're replacing it with.
So it's definitely something that I'm aware of.
Yeah. And so how can someone get a hold of you in order for them to contract you? Is it via phone? Is it going to your website? You know, share with the audience. And then also if you can share, you know, just any type of advice that you can give any entrepreneur out there that's getting ready to start their business, doesn't really know where to start, where can they go? And then a company that maybe is already developed but is looking to maybe reinvent themselves.
Well, my website is really the best way to reach me.
Okay.
It's ruthfurman.com. RuthFurman.com. There is a form on my website that you can fill out with your contact information and what program you're looking for, because I offer two different programs, mm-hmm. For my services. I offer kind of more of a project basis versus an ongoing relationship where you kind of have more access to me.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as a tip, what I kind of tell everyone is take advantage of every opportunity to put yourself out there. Don't wait for the perfect opportunity, especially if you're invited to be on the news, to talk about anything. Mm-hmm. It might not even be your core business, but it's really great exposure. It's the perfect kind of thing to put on your website, to repurpose as a blog, to put on your social media. I actually have on my website, in my blog section, I wrote a blog specifically about how to repurpose your PR or mm-hmm. your digital content. So it's say something. There is definitely something about you that other people need to know about. And Laura, I feel very strongly about this. It's not only our external clients and our customers, but it's our internal public and people within our realm that need to know about all the amazing things we're doing. Mm-hmm. I am not taking on new clients right at this very moment. I will be in the next month or so, but I'm not right now. I'm at capacity, which is exciting.
Yes, however, congrats.
Thank you. However, it's really important for me to constantly be marketing, constantly be putting myself out there, mm-hmm. so that when people have interest, I might just make some room. It just happened 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
So it's really important to constantly be marketing. You don't want content on your social and your website that's 2 years old.
So what advice would you give someone who's wanting to start a marketing firm?
To cast a really broad net, okay. and learn what you're really good at, what you really excel at. For me, it was not running an insurance enrollment store.
No, and that was a piece of cake for me.
Yeah,
Cut the check. I'll be here.
Exactly. So it's to find out what you're really good at, what you really like doing, and to be really patient, because you're not going to know right away what your skill set is, you know, mm-hmm. what you really enjoy, what you're really good at. And then you might develop, the other thing I would recommend immediately is, even if you can't afford to hire full time, where, you know, is to develop a team of people that really do excel at what you're not great at.
Right.
and to budget for that and to be a little fearless mm-hmm. in spending money on that. Because that is a way,
fearless.
Because if you have that scarcity mindset, which I've certainly been guilty of in mm-hmm. the past, about spending that money, your clients are not going to be happy because they're not going to be served well. And your prospective clients aren't going to have the faith in you. So you really have to stay involved, and be orchestrating everything, but have the faith and the confidence to delegate.
Oh, yes, definitely. There are so many things I am not good at. This is what I tell the team that we're putting together. I'm like, I show up into the interview and smile. That's my job.
Well, you say that, but I'm sure there are a lot of other things that you are involved in.
Yes, I am.
But you don't have to be the quarterback of everything.
No, I don't. I don't have to send out emails and confirm the people. I just say, here, can you get her on my show? Can you get him on my show? Here, this is who I want to get on the show for this month.
And you have someone who's doing that for you. And I have a couple of really amazing team members that I've, you know, worked with over the years. And they have different skill sets. Mm-hmm. And then I'm also really fearless about hiring vendors. And sometimes I don't make a big profit. But if a client needs something, I'm going to figure out a way to get it done.
Yes, definitely. What about, have you thought about starting a podcast, or do you have one?
I do not have one mm-hmm. right now. I have thought about it. I'm a natural interviewer because before mm-hmm. I got into public relations, I was a journalist. So I was a journalist for many years. I was a journalism mm-hmm. major, and I still do freelance writing from time to time. So yeah, I have thought about it. I'm a big fan of podcasts. I think they're an amazing digital asset.
Oh, definitely. I believe, you know, when we first started our show, we started in on a Spanish TV station. Okay. Then from there, we went to Roku. And I can tell you that this has been the best thing. Podcast. A lot of people don't watch TV. They don't watch TV anymore. But they're on their phone. Scroll. You know, watching the little shorts. Because our attention span
yes.
is so short. Just like the shorts.
Yes. Excuse me.
No, you're fine.
So I totally agree with you. And YouTube is also where it's at.
Oh, yeah, definitely. We've had YouTube. God, I want to say when we first started the staffing company, we got YouTube. But we just weren't really doing much with it. And I think that a lot of things, we just didn't have the team that knew what to do with it or how to work it. And so we've had to basically build a team to be able to do this marketing piece. And this is the marketing arm for CS Now Staffing. So I just want to thank you one more time, Ruth, for being on our show, for taking time out of your busy schedule. In closing, is there anything that you would like to say to our audience?
Put yourself out there, mm-hmm. shine brighter, say yes. And for you, Laura, if you have an opportunity to do an interview about hiring, you need to say yes.
Yes, 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 hired. No, thank you so much, Ruth. Well, this podcast will be out every single Friday at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time is when we roll them out. We're just starting off, so sometimes we do have some technical difficulties. But hey, life goes on. You'll see the shorts. The video will be out there sooner or later. Follow us on social media. And remember, don't forget Andrea Michelle. She's the gal that you want to talk to, okay? Once again, her phone number is 702-296-6242. We will see you on the next time. God bless. Hey guys, make sure that you comment, that you follow, that you put whatever you want in those comment sections. Tell me what you want to see. What do you want to hear? Who do you want me to bring on the show? What type of celebrities do you want on this show, huh? What do you want us to cover? There's a lot of bills going on right now. What do you guys want us to help you pass?
Yes, perfect. All right.